heard the story this morning of heart of worship, an extravagant love and sacrifice for the lover of our soul. Be good for us tonight to maybe consider those thoughts again, that story of Mary at the feet of Jesus, adoring him and worshiping him, and the place that we need to be tonight. So, for some it's been a very busy day, and a tiring day, a hot day, and it's easy to just kind of be distracted or just tired and weary. Let's come to the Lord. Scripture was read the other night, they that wait upon the Lord will renew strength. He is here tonight to draw us deeper into his presence. We would be totally, completely lost in him. So let's sit at his feet and adore him and worship him. Pour out our lives before him. He is worthy. He's worthy. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, we love you tonight. Dear Jesus, Lord, we worship you tonight. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, come. Draw us to your presence, Lord. Draw us deeper into your presence, we pray. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Hymn 221, 221.
Oh,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Chorus that's been added to this hymn says, I come for pardon, I come broken to be mended, I come empty to be filled. Lord, I come. Lord, we do tonight. We come weak, empty vessels with nothing, Lord, of good in ourselves and nothing to offer you, nothing that sustains self. Lord, we are dependent upon you. Without you, we can do nothing. Our very survival, our life and breath comes from you. And Lord, we come now in these weak vessels. We come needy tonight, dear Lord. You're a God that meets every need. We come empty, Lord, to be filled. Come hungry, Lord, to be fed. Come thirsty, Lord, to receive of the living water. Lord, come to us, we pray tonight. Give us faith. Lord Jesus, come. He will not disappoint. Jesus. Jesus, come. Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. There may be some that want to lead in prayer tonight. And prayers of surrender, prayers of worship, maybe prayers of need. Let's come to him tonight. He is faithful. He is here. Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus.
Lord, that we can come to you tonight just as we are, whether we're in a high spot or a low spot, a dry spot or whatever, Lord, you see our need. And we remember the man who said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And at the same time, we pray, Lord, I want to love you. Give me the desire, plant the desire within me,
yes.
And you will do that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to live with ourselves the way we are. You want to change us. You want to lead us higher up the mountain to have closer fellowship with you. So, Lord, we're thankful that we can be in this place, separated from the world and apart, where we can sense your presence so mightily. See your handiwork, not only in nature, but you're working among the campers and among all of us. And so we pray, Lord, that you will continue to work in us, every one of us, Lord. You see our desire and our need.
Yes.
We pray that you would meet them tonight. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this invitation that you've given to each one of us to come just as we are. And Lord, that's what we want to do tonight. We want to come just as we are to receive from you. We know, Lord, that you have so much to give us. And Lord, we want it. We want it for our hearts and souls. That is our cry, O Lord. We want more of Jesus. And so we pray, Lord, that you will finish that work in us tonight. Lord, start it, finish it, work in us, we pray. We need you, O Lord, day after day, moment after moment, Lord. We cannot live without you, but Lord, we pray that you will be our life and our strength, our all in all, and that each day, Lord, we will just cling to you and to know that you are our portion and you're our satisfaction, O God. You're everything that we have need of, O God. Whatever our need is tonight, Lord, we can come to you. and you can fulfill that need. And so we thank you, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. You are so good to us, and we worship you, Lord. We give you praise tonight. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
we worship you, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we worship you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we adore you.
Hallelujah.
You are precious. Jesus, Jesus, we adore you.
Hallelujah.
Precious Savior.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for this evening, the wonderful privilege of coming into your presence.
Yes.
We thank you for inviting us into your presence, Lord. And we're all here, different needs, some of us not willing to say, but Father, you know each heart.
Yes.
You know each intention.
Yes.
You know each and every one of us, Father. For those of us who are here only because they're at camp, we ask, Father, that you give them a special blessing tonight. Let them know you are real. Let them know you in your fullness. Let your holy presence rest with them. And for those who are going to be leaving soon, that it goes with them. Father, we ask for ears to hear, hearts to understand, and that we leave here, Lord, changed more than anything else. We ask for an anointing on the pastor. As he opens his mouth, Lord, you speak. And let us take
Lord
with us
Jesus.
Whatever you want. Let us not miss
Lord.
Let the enemy not come in to distract.
Yes.
But our thoughts will be of you and you only. We ask in your own precious name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hymn number 324. take us deeper tonight. Jesus, deeper into the heart of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, hear our prayer, Lord. Jesus, give ear to our cry tonight. Jesus, satisfy the longing heart. Jesus, satisfy. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord God, we praise you. Lord, we praise you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior.
Looking again into that chapter in Genesis that Brother John was speaking to us, I don't know what he was speaking to us about tonight, but there's a little picture here in the 38th chapter, the 39th chapter of Joseph, and we read here that he was captain of an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there and so forth. And the Lord was with Joseph. And that was mentioned a few times. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered and lived in the house of the Egyptian master. And when his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. We see what an example Joseph was here, that he became Potiphar's attendant and put in charge of the house. And then we read further on in the chapter how he was tempted by the wife of Potiphar, and how she tried to get a hold of him, and it says he left his cloak in her hand and he ran out of the house. And I thought, wow, he had to really be alert, didn't he? To do something like that, to run away from that which was tempting him, the woman that was tempting him. And he ran for his life, and what was the end of it? He was put into prison for it. But there again, we read how he was a blessing there in the prison. And it says in the end of that chapter, Joseph was there in the prison, and the Lord was with him. And at the end of the chapter again, the Lord was with Joseph. That was the secret. The Lord was with Joseph no matter what happened to him. He went through, that was a severe trial. He accused falsely and thrown into prison and so forth. And yet, it didn't get to him. He was a blessing in the prison. And he witnessed to others. And he was used by God there. And so, it's a lesson for us too. The life of Joseph here. And when things come along our way, things we perhaps don't like, yet are we faithful to the Lord? Do we stay true to the Lord? Are we still a blessing to others? Do we let our light shine? So he had to be alert, didn't he? He ran out of that house, ran away from the temptation. He had to be alert. We have to be alert. We have to be alert when the enemy comes and wants to tempt us and cause us to fall. And yet the Lord is so faithful in keeping us. He keeps us in His hand and in His protection from these things. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that the Lord loves us so much that He's concerned when things like this come our way. And He's there to keep us and to protect us and to help us live the life that He wants us to be, a blessing that He wants us to be. And I'm sure that's the prayer of all our hearts tonight again. Lord, make me a blessing. Let me be a blessing no matter what comes my way. I will be strong. I will be faithful to You. And the Lord will honor that like He honored Joseph. And it should be our prayer. He had to be alert. We have to be alert too, don't we? Alert when the enemy comes. But the Lord gives us that strength, and I'm thankful for that.